Greetings and welcome to Daily Inspiration. My name is Jody and I want to share with you today some more of the great promises and blessings that we have in God's Word. I'm trusting that as you go to the Word of God and read that you will receive a blessing because it is a living Word and it is given to us by a loving Heavenly Father. His blessing is there with it. So I would like to just read to you a portion of Scripture this time on the Daily Inspiration. I'll be reading in Galatians chapter 6, and I'd like to read six verses or so, and then we'll discuss a little bit of what we're reading here. It says, "Brethren, if any man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things." I'd like to just go back through that and look at this. We kind of break it down and see what God is saying to us in these verses here of Galatians chapter 6. And first of all, we see that we are instructed that if we see someone in a fault, that we that are spiritual are supposed to restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering ourselves, lest we also be tempted. And so, yeah, I think it's fair for us to ask ourselves a question. When we see somebody and we see someone's fault, how do we respond generally? How is it that we respond to a person when we see their fault? And that's a very good question. It's the natural thing is to start to put that person down, maybe only in our minds, but sometimes we may do it even with words or actions. But what does the Bible say we should do here? It says, if you see a man that's overtaken in a fault, if you are a spiritual one, you need to restore such a one. And how? In the spirit of meekness. That's not being thinking that you're better than that person or being mean or unkind to them, but in the spirit of meekness. And here's why: considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. We recognize and realize that when we see somebody that has a fault, we should be very quick to see that we too have faults. And we would want somebody to come to us in a spirit of meekness to be able to restore us. And that's what God is simply telling us here that we need to do for others. If we see them in a fault, we need to restore them in a spirit of weakness and considering our own self, that we are, too, made of clay. The second verse says, bear you one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And I would like to come back to that here shortly. So we'll skip that one for now. And we'll go to verse 3. It says, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. And what we're told here is that a man is deceived if he thinks that he is something. Now, this one takes a little bit of heart searching because each of us, we esteem ourselves a certain way and we judge our own selves and we probably do it in a wrong way, thinking that maybe we're better than actually we are. I'd like to read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 4. And verse 7 says, for who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it? In other words, if you have anything that is of good character, anything to be praised or to be looked upon as being of some form of good, the Bible is telling us here, It's because you've been given it. If you have a talent that you're recognized for, maybe the job that you do is a little bit above most people that do that type of work, or maybe it's in other ways. Maybe there's some things that you do that God has blessed you in, and you do it well. And the Bible is telling us here, be cautious here. What makes you different from another? You've received that. There's no room for you to boast, because you've received it from the Lord. Anything that's in us that's of any virtue, we've received it. We've received it from the Lord. And so that leaves us no room to boast. So a man is deceived if he thinks that he is something when he is nothing. And that's what the Bible gives us, level ground here for each of us. As we go to a brother, we recognize and realize we're nothing. We're no better than that fellow man. He has a fault and we see it. But we have faults as well. And if there's any good in us, it's because we've received it from our Father in heaven. And we need to consider those things as we approach a brother or somebody that we love, and we bring to them a fault. I want to go on here. In verse 4 says, but let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. And I think one thing we can consider here is that we all will stand before God someday, and we'll stand alone. We won't be able to blame anyone else for our faults. We won't be able to stand behind somebody else. We will stand before God on our own. And I believe this is at least touching on that let every man prove his own work, and then he shall have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. The Lord's interested in working out the things in our lives between us and him. And a brother may come and point out a fault, but he leads us back to the Lord, and the Lord does the work in our hearts. Now I'd like to read the next verse here. For every man shall bear his own burden. In other words, you're going to stand before the Lord. We have to work these things out before him, and he will expect us to give answer for all that we have done in this life that we live. Now, you remember in verse 2, says that we should bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And I would just like to tie these two together, because every man has to bear his own burden. That's what it says here in verse 5. For every man shall bear his own burden. But as we see in the life of Christ, he expects us to go an extra mile to help to bear others' burdens. And that doesn't mean we're responsible for their burdens and for their sins and their life before God, but we're to come alongside them and to help bear the burden. And that is the thing that we see in Christ Jesus himself. And I'm going to just read from Romans here, and just a short passage, just so we can take a look at the life of Christ and see what this passage may be referring to. Romans 15, and I'm going to just read 7 verses here. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good, to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grants you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and with one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive you one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. You see how Christ came, he lived a life that was selfless. He was not a selfish person, but he was denying himself, wanting to do the will of his Father in heaven. And that is the example he left for us to follow. And so, we're told here that every man has to bear his own burden. But in verse 2 says, bear you one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. We see that's exactly what Christ did. He came and he helped bear the burden of sin. We can give it to him. And he took it and he lived out a life of perfection. And he condemned sin in the flesh. And he lived out a perfect life before God. He's bearing our burden, mine and yours, today. We roll it over to him and give it to him. The last verse here says that, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. And God is giving us instruction here that it's okay to help out a man that is delivering the word of God. We're able to communicate with him, the one that's teaching us in good things. I looked up that word, communicate. It means to share with others and to distribute. God is giving us some instruction here that if you're being taught in the Word, it's okay to communicate to the one that teaches in all good things. It doesn't have to be money, but we need to communicate to them. We need to pray for them. We need to come alongside, help bear the burdens. I believe that's what some of the instruction here that we're given in Galatians chapter 6. And I hope that you would meditate on these verses here today, that you would ponder the things that are spoken to us from God. And Lord willing, tomorrow we'll take a look at some more verses out of chapter 6 of Galatians. If you have a chance to read that in the meantime, I would encourage you to do so and be blessed as you look to the Lord and His Word.